Afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Sunday, 1st September 2024. So we'll be continuing from our Heart Sutta book, second edition. We are at page 62, lesson 10. So as usual, we will compose our mind, develop the Sadha Virya, then mindfully we shall chant the pre-puja. Namo bin si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bin si si jia mo ni fo. Namo bin si si jia mo ni fo. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo guan si yin pu sa. Namo a mi to fo. Namo a mi to fo. Namo a mi to fo. Namo mi lo fo. Namo mi lo fo. Namo mi lo fo. Namo yao si fo. Namo yao si fo. Namo yao si fo. Namo pu si en pu sa. Namo pu si en pu sa. Namo pu si en pu sa. Namo di chang wang pu sa. Namo di chang wang pu sa. Namo di chang wang pu sa. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Suvakkhato bhagavata dhammo Dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kamesu micchācāra viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Mosavada viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surameraya majjhapamādatana viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Tripuja. Buddhaṃ bhujami. Dhammaṃ bhujami. Sanghaṃ bhujami. Okay, invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang munirajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadang dhammasunankalo ayang badanta dhammasunankalo ayang badanta dhammasunankalo ayang badanta namo atassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa namo atassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa namo atassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho vijja carana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhammasārti satta deva manusānaṃ buddho Do Bhagavati Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Yadidang chattari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato saukasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo Takkeneyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyang ketang Lokasati Sadhu 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 Okay, you all can be seated. Then we shall continue from where we stopped, page 62. But before that, we move backward a bit to part 3, meditation. Although we have finished 3.1, but I like to go through again as a review. Also, we just came back from our annual retreat, which was a very fruitful and very beautiful retreat. That last 8-day retreat was really very conducive and very beautiful. Because many Kayamita actually benefited. They developed the good understanding and good progress. So if you have not gone to the retreat, if you have followed online, the Zoom, you will also understand. But don't worry, they are all recorded. And you can slowly wait for Jin Hao and Sui Deo to actually sort out the details before they put it on the website. Or already in the website, yeah. But if you want the short video, it may take a while. That one, I think, they need volunteer to help them to come out with the title and listening so that they can extract all the very good short video for sharing. Okay, that's about all for the introduction. Now we will go back to page 62, part 3, meditation. So the first thing that we have to understand about meditation is do not just believe anything that has been told to you. You have to investigate into them, develop the understanding. So 3.1, I mentioned, do not just believe what has been spoken, but instead investigate into all of the Dhamma or truth, even as advised by the Buddha. We are constant reflection, contemplation, and inquiry into the Dhamma to fully understand the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths as taught by the Buddha. So this constant reflection, contemplation, and inquiry is actually the second turning. Once you have developed the three types of corresponding wisdom born of the three turning, then you will understand how to free your mind and later share your understanding with others so that you too can be a true blessing to many. Then the other part that you have to have good understanding is in the meditation, see how thought arise and understand clearly what thought is all about. So here I have summarized to you, because when I was in the meditative state, I saw thought is really respond to memory. Without memory, you cannot create thought. That's why I say, as thought is respond to memory, so memory is definitely thought-based, and it's of the past. Hence, when you cultivate based on memory, which is thought and knowledge based, you cannot possibly realize a state of enlightenment that is beyond thought and beyond time. As defined by the Buddha, what is the Dhamma, the characteristics of Dhamma? This Dhamma is not only sandhitiko, it's agaliko, beyond thought, beyond time. So because of that, your instrument must not be thought. Because that instrument limits you. Then, with knowledge which is not wisdom, you tend to be rigid in your views. And you tend to use words, interpret them according to your views and opinions. You will also have the tendency to argue with people and perceive things as right and wrong. So this is the danger of using thought. Before you have the wisdom, the user of thought is normally deluded, full of ignorance and avijja. So because of that, thought seldom become right thought. Most of the time, it condition wrong thought. So wrong thought are thought that condition your suffering, your misery, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your selfishness, your emotional negativity. Sometimes it also trigger of fear, worry, anxiety. So all these are wrong thought. The right thought, born of wisdom, are very different. They are without the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. They are virtuous thought, good and appropriate thoughts that brings about harmony, peace, understanding. So all this, as you cultivate, you will develop the understanding. Then the most important thing that you must cultivate to develop the purification of mind is the four right effort within the Noble Eightfold Path. So the four-right effort is part of the Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path starts with right view or right understanding. We have to understand truth. We have to understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, especially the three spiritual laws. When you understand them, then you will understand life. Otherwise, you cannot understand life. Where the whole of life and existence, they are subject to this spiritual law, especially the three spiritual laws of Kama Niyama, Citta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama. The other two are scientific law, Uto Niyama, which is the physical order of nature, and Bija Niyama, the biological order of nature. That one also important, but they are more for scientists and those trying to do research, R&D on technological things, scientific things, to understand the scientific law that governs life and existence. That's why the scientists, when they have a good grasp of this, they progress very fast. Civilization becomes very different. That breakthrough enables them to develop great progress in our civilization, especially in the last four decades. We progress so fast that when we look back, even our recorded historical civilization, our later civilization, the recorded one is only about 5 over 1,000 years. So over these 5 over 1,000 years, we were still very backward. Not much progress until the recent century, the year 2000. So even the year 2000 is only the last 40 years or 4 decades that we truly develop clear understanding of the scientific law that governs life and existence. That's why we progress. Then 2,600 years ago, when the Buddha arrived, he taught the spiritual law. And at that time, the first 500 years of his era, the spiritual law understanding gained strong footing. That's why we had a lot of enlightened beings at that time. But technology, scientific understanding was lacking behind. That's why you couldn't see the transformation of understanding towards civilization's progress. But nevertheless, like every civilization, after the founder no more, if people don't have a system to continue to sustain his understanding, then it will deteriorate. Our scientific progress or advancement over the 4,000 or 5,000 years, I think they have evolved and become very good. And because of that, their system of sharing of knowledge and passing down all this, and the encouragement of scientists and these great thinkers or mathematicians to develop what they call new understanding, actually came about. That's why science and technology, they advanced very fast over the last maybe 4 or 5 decades. Whereas the spiritual understanding is so different. Well, at that time, so few people developed the understanding, and because of civilization, our transport, our ability to actually develop all this understanding to recorded writings, technological advancement, instrument was not there. So everything was handed down verbal via chanting and all those things. Then, not until 300 years later, after the passing away of the Buddha, then only we have what they call writing. So all these are the reason why the spiritual understanding cannot carry forward so far. But hopefully, after civilization's progress, more and more people will relook at the importance of spiritual understanding. Then that will evolve into a new consciousness movement that can bring about equally fast progress within the spiritual field. Then our civilization will become very different. Okay, we go back to the notes. That's why I said, when it comes to cultivation, you must have the four right effort. So four right effort, the first one is, as I've explained, the first path factor is right view or right understanding, which I've explained, the spiritual law and the scientific law that governs life existence. Then from your right understanding or right view, you will know how to arise the appropriate right thought, right speech and right action, and right way of living life to help develop the progress and understanding how to be a virtuous person, how to be a truly cultivator who can follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. So having right view, to come out with right thought, right speech, right action is very important, and even how to live your life. But then, the cultivation to have the right thought, right speech, and right action, and right livelihood is not easy. That's why this fifth path factor come in. You will have what we call the four right effort to help develop the cultivation. So to have right thought, we need to arise the first right effort to abandon all the unwholesome action, speech and thought process that has arisen. So when you are aware, mindful, you can see them. Then you must understand what constitutes evil. Wrong action, wrong thought, and wrong speech. So through this, the four right efforts become important. And the first right effort, the Buddha has recommended. When you have the awareness to be aware that the wrong thought or wrong speech and wrong action has arisen, you need to abandon them. And there are five ways to abandon them, which we have gone through during the retreat. First way and second way is thought-based. The first way is to think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. Like when you have greedy thought, selfish thought, a lot of craving, a lot of lust, then you arise the opposite wholesome thought, which is contentment, non-greed, non-selfishness, like generosity, kindness, and all those things. Then the other thing is when there is the evil of hatred, anger, jealousy within. These are wrong thoughts with the evil roots of ill will. And to think of the direct opposite thought, you have to actually reverse it. Means think of thought that give rise to loving kindness, means love, mudita or rejoicing with the goodness of others, with the wholesome behavior of others. So all these are very useful. These are still thought-based, but nevertheless, as a start, you develop more and more wholesome thought to counter your wrong thought. Then the second way is to reflect and contemplate the danger of allowing this thought to remain in your mind state, where they are thoughts with evil root. We call them wrong thought. They will make you evil, bring about your karmic negativity. All this, when you contemplate and reflect and see the danger, then you determine to abandon them through whatever means you have. But the best way is the third way, which the Buddha taught. He said, you just maintain awareness and stay with the emotion. It can be anger or selfishness or greed or even lust or fear or worry, anxiety. You stay with it. Then find out what happened. Then you realize they are not intrinsic within our nature. So what happened is, you don't feed it with any more wrong view and wrong thought. That emotion that need the support of this wrong thought energy, they slowly dissipate and cease to be. So when you experience that cessation of that emotion, then you realize your heart there, it is cool, tranquil, and still. It's the original state of awareness or true mind. They return. Your true mind before the stirring, before the emotion, they actually return. Then you realize you don't have to do anything. It will cease. And that understanding is very important, very profound. That realization will allow you to develop the understanding that all this anger, hatred, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, the wrong thoughts, they are not you. That's why they are dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. If you don't have right view, wrong view, they cannot arise. So through this understanding, you develop wisdom. Then you tell yourself, if that is the case, how can I develop the wisdom to straighten my view so that in future, when I perceive through my senses, I will not stir my thought, I will not react and create all this wrong thought within me. That's why the second right effort is very important. Once you have that wisdom, then you can come up with a second right effort to prevent the arising of the yet to a reason unwholesome action, speech and thought. This need constant heedfulness or mindfulness and the initial wisdom. So the initial wisdom comes from the constant contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the truth that the Buddha has taught us, like the five daily contemplation. They can actually give rise to a lot of initial wisdom. Then when you do the third way, you will also understand that all these wrong thoughts, they are dependent originating, condition arising due to your reaction to sense experience. So all this will allow you to understand that they are not intrinsic within your nature. Means due to your wrong view, wrong understanding, it conditioned them to arise. And when they arise, you don't fight it, you don't suppress it, you don't try to control it. It's not you. You just allow it to arise and cease or pass away. So you stay with your true mind. Then you will understand all this. Then more important is all this initial wisdom born of the first turning, second turning will help you. Second turning is after you reflect and contemplate, then you start to stabilize all this understanding. Why the Buddha say, Take for example the first noble truth, the eight realities. He said, this noble truth of dukkha with its eight reality under the second turning is to be understood. It means you have to develop understanding of them. Why did the Buddha say birth, old age, sickness and death is suffering? Separation from loved ones or prized possession is suffering. When you are with people whom you don't like, it's suffering. When things don't go your way, your expectations in life are not met, you suffer. Yeah. Then the last one, he said, in short, it's due to your sakayadhiti, your self-delusion, that condition you to corrupt and your five aggregates of form and mind, the two aspects. That itself conditions suffering. That's why I say the upadana khandas is dukkha. So you contemplate, you reflect. Then you try to understand what constitutes the five aggregates. Then put it to test, investigate into it. Yeah. Then when the understanding comes, it will stay with you at your heart there. Because your awareness will be able to develop the understanding. That is connected to your five aggregate of form and mind. So whenever you come into contact with sense data to trigger of the respective sense or consciousness at the moment of contact, you will have the wisdom, yoniso manasikara, the initial wisdom to prompt you. Then once it prompts you, you will not stir your mind, you will not react. That's how you can prevent the arising of yet to arisen unwholesome thought, speech and action. So this one needs heedfulness, mindfulness, to develop the contemplative wisdom born of the second turning. Then the third right effort is more useful. After you have developed the first two, then the third one, the third right effort is to arise the right effort to cultivate the appropriate right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you regularly. Means constantly contemplate what constitutes right view, understand them, then what constitutes right thought. Yeah. Now after what I have taught you, you know what is wrong thought. But do you know what is right thought? Yeah. All of your thought, yeah, that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion is right thought. Like thought of gratitude, contentment, generosity, gentleness, kindness, goodness of heart. All these are virtuous thought, right thought. Yeah. Then humility, yeah, simplicity, no evil root. Yeah. Then even respect and also what they call gratitude, they are all right thought. Yeah. Contentment is also right thought, no evil roots. Yeah. So you develop more and more of this, then you will be able to arise all this right thought. Then the fourth one, the last one is, the fourth right effort is to continuously arise the right effort to refine upon all the wholesome thought, like your generosity, your sincerity, your gratitude, your what they call respect and all those things. All this wholesomeness that you have developed or right thought, you can refine upon them. All those that is already in you, you continue to refine upon them until they become perfected. As again, just to maintain the right thought, right speech, and right action, or all your wholesome action as stated in most texts. So this one, the only difference is the Buddha cannot be at that time asking you to just maintain. You must go beyond maintenance. Okay? So this one already covered. Eh? We go to the next chapter. Okay, lesson 11 of the Heart Sutta class. This one is held at Wu Bing Jing Se, 29 April 2012, which is 12 plus years ago. So, first section, part one, is recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. So, we discussed this, which is very important. The title is True Suchness, or in Mandarin, it's called Ru Ru Pu Dong. Zu is suchness. Our true mind, or essence of mind, is always there. True suchness, or Ru Ru Pu Dong in Mandarin. This is the reason why you cannot practice mindfulness or sati, and you cannot try to be mindful. But the trying and the practice or noting and doing of meditation, etc., are always by the thought. If one does not understand the true principles of the true mind, that is, the essence of mind is already there. And we cannot, or we don't have to do anything to be mindful. Whereas the moment you are silent without thought, or with the inner awareness without thought, you are already naturally aware or mindful and heedful. And you will be able to see things as they are naturally, to understand the truth and the reality arising within the moment. For if we do not stir the mind or cause it to arise the thought process or thinking, we are our heedlessness or so-called conditioning or habitual tendency born of wrong view, then our mind will be quiet and silent without thought. Then it can be aware of its essence. Then it can be aware of this essence of mind, which is your true mind, which is the natural state of silent inner awareness before the knowing. Hence, mindfulness or sati, which is a silent inner awareness, will automatically shine forth from your nature within. Because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are silent and aware within with your nature or essence of mind, or you are lost in thought and is preoccupied with your activity of mind or thinking and reacting, etc. Just like the analogy of the sun. The sun is always there and its ray ever shining. But when the clouds are there, its ray cannot shine through. So similarly, your thought, your various emotion and reaction or stirring of the mind are like clouds, obscuring your true nature or true mind from shining forth. Hence, your inability to see things as they are via the direct seeing with your silent mind or true mind. According to the sutta on dependent origination or paticca-samuppada as taught by the Buddha, the first three links are avijja paccaya sankhara, then sankhara paccaya vijnanam, that is, dependent on ignorance, arises sankhara or mental activity or mental thinking. Then dependent on this mental thinking or sankhara arises mind or consciousness or thought consciousness or what we call vijnanam. This is just a pure consciousness or awareness before the knowing or the perception and labeling, etc. That is, there is no one to see or perceive, means objective seeing. As the true sati is without the observer, there is only an awareness of the phenomena or the impersonal process of dependent origination, arising from the pure awareness or the essence of mind, which is the unconditioned and without the thought, which is part of the egoic mind. Or as per what the Buddha had often said, he said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness and there is no one to see or observe. But they are all conditioned arising naturally and causal phenomena. So this is the true understanding of anatta within the Patichasamuppada teaching, born of right view. Hence, no more sakayadity or self-delusion. It is delusion that conditions the living being to cling and grasp onto the five aggregates of form and mind, or the mundane mind. And this is the main cause of one's suffering. And because of the first tooling of the dependent origination, law of dependent origination, which is avijja paccaya sankhara, every moment of consciousness, you will think and stir your mind. Because of your ignorance, that condition your habitual thinking to think the wrong thought. And this is how one becomes heedless. So if there is no wisdom or yonisomanaskara, which is a wise attention at every moment of sense experience, then the mind will be conditioned into craving via the link vedana paccaya tanha, or dependent on feeling, craving comes to be. When there is no wisdom or wise attention at the moment of sense experience. So all this you can see them in your meditation when you are aware. The meditative silent awareness can allow you to witness all this and develop the understanding and awakening. Okay, then we move on to part two. There was a question. Question one. I remember this one was asked by Sister Chui. He said, why did the Buddha say, verily, O bhikkhu, should anyone, not necessarily a Buddhist, who cultivate these four foundations of mindfulness or the satipatthana, in this manner for 7 years, then by him one of the two friction is proper to be expected? Sainthood in the here and the now. Or if some form of clinging is still yet present, the state of a non-returner or anagami, which is the third stage of the supramundane enlightenment. The question is, and why not at least a sotapan or a sakadagami is to be expected? Then I reply, Bhattu replied. I say very likely at that time, it is because the Buddha knew that the four foundations of mindfulness is such a powerful cultivation that it can lead to at least the realization of anagami, if some form of clinging is yet present. The other reason is, in the four foundations of mindfulness cultivation, it is stated that only after overcoming covetousness and grief can one cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, which is basically kaya nupassana, vedana nupassana, citta nupassana, and dhamma nupassana. As the sotapanna and sakadagami are still not free from the fetters of ill will and sensual desire or covetousness, and they still have to come back to the sensual realm for at least one more life. This is the reason why the sakadagami is also called a one's returner, whereas anagami is called a non-returner, one who has no more delusion, but still some form of minor clinging and conceit. So the anagami will be born in the pure abode within the form of Brahma realm. The 10th step of the Avijja Sutta is also very clear on this. The four foundation of mindfulness is step 8 of the Avijja Sutta, only to be cultivated after step 6, which is sense restraint, and step 7, the three way of right conduct, has been cultivated. So this one will explain why the Buddha mentioned at least an anagami or an arahan is to be expected if you have done it correctly. So the reason being is that after overcoming covetousness and greed, and these are the attachment to sensual desire and ill will, which first stage of sainthood still have. Then second stage of sainthood you still have, but it has been attenuated. Only at the anagami stage, you completely root it out. So after overcoming covetousness and greed means, after you have gone beyond the first stage of sainthood and second stage of sainthood, then only you can really cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. Otherwise, it doesn't help you much. So that is a very important understanding. Why in the Bodhisattva way of cultivation is not much emphasized in the Theravada tradition? What is emphasized is mainly the sainthood way accumulating to arahantaship. So that question was very good. Then I explained. I said the Buddha at the time, 2600 years ago in Kosambi, gathered a handful of leaves in his hand and explained to the bhikkhu then. Its essential meaning. The Buddha said, even so, monk, many other things that I have fully realized but not declared out to you. Few other things I have declared out to you. And why, monk, have I not declared them? They, monk, are indeed not useful, not conducive, are not essential for the holy life of purity. They do not lead to disenchantment, to dispassion, to detachment, to tranquility, to full understanding, to cessation, to enlightenment, and to nibbana. That is why they are not declared by you. So the Buddha knew during that era the condition was such that the sainthood way we are cultivating, the three turning of the Four Noble Truths, is the fastest and most appropriate, hence the teaching then. The other reason could also be because the Bodhisattva way is so much longer. Need aeons and aeons of cultivation to perfect the 10 parameters of perfection. And this way is so much more difficult. So to be a Bodhisattva, one must have a very good, a very great compassion and a very big heart to come back for the living being. And they have to vow to save the limitless living being. The supramundane mind, via this great compassion and vow of theirs, must arise to cause them to come back again as Bodhisattva, to cultivate the perfection. Otherwise, after arahantship, the form and mind will cease upon parinibbana, and there will be no more rebirth. The other reason also, like explained by the Buddha under the Lotus Sutta teaching, which we have gone through, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing. The Buddha said, initially, what they have taught is the provisional teaching. The provisional teaching is the sainthood ways teaching, so that you can have more and more beings that can develop the initial enlightenment of the sainthood way. And once you have enough of this, then it is possible to teach them the higher teaching, so that those who have the understanding and the parami can continue. So the provisional teaching, as stated in the Lotus Sutta, is to create the condition for living being to be interested in this teaching, then develop the initial wisdom to understand them. Then to go this Bodhisattva way, which is a very long practice and cultivation that take aeons and aeons, it's not easy. Only those that have the what they call affinity, faith and understanding can take. So because of that, in the Lotus Sutta is also mentioned, he said basically there is only one teaching, the supreme vehicle teaching, which is to realize Sammasambuddhahood. Whereas the initially thought, where they call it the other two vehicles, the first vehicle is the sound hearer, means to teach the provisional teaching so that after hearing the Four Noble Truths and this Three Turning and all the essential Dhamma, they can become enlightened to the first stage of sainthood, second stage, third stage, and finally Arhantaship. So they call this the enlightened disciple of the Buddha following the sainthood way. They call it sound hearer, but at the time of the Buddha, they can only listen to the teaching. That's why in Mahayana, they call it sen wen. They perceive the teaching through sound. That's why sound hearers. Then there is another group which the Buddha knew. Very small number, but enough to develop their own enlightenment. Even without sasana, they can also gain enlightenment. They contemplate on the law of dependent origination, paticca-samuppanna. They don't have to reflect on the Four Noble Truths. And because of that, they are called conditioned enlightened one. Then the conditioned enlightened one, they are called Pacheka Buddhas. When there is sasana, they also can awaken to it. Where they contemplate the dwelling, paticca-samuppanna. And the conditioned enlightened one are a second type of, or second category of enlightened being that are more wiser than the first category of sound hearer. Where these are special beings that have the parami to actually look at nature, contemplate on what happened in nature, then they discover the law of paticca-samuppanna or dependent origination on their own. Then after that, when these two vehicles already enough of the awakened being, then the final supreme teaching will be taught to them. So that is also the other reason there. Okay, we go back to the sharing. Okay, question 3. Can you elaborate on the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind? This one is very important. So I explain again. I said, the first aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind is to understand it that as a human being, for our case, is the human being itself. So as a human being, we have the physical body and the mind trapped inside. So the Buddha subdivided the mind into four more aggregates. To understand this, you need to inquire, what can your mind do? So our mind can feel, can perceive, can arise mental activity, mental states, or sankhara, or whatever your mind can do, the content of consciousness, including feeling and perception. And finally is, our mind can become conscious. That's why consciousness is a fourth aggregate. You can become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So all these are the four aggregates that mind can arise. Then since the mind is the knowing element, and anything that the mind knows is the form in the mind. Hence, you also have the five mental aggregates of form and mind within every moment of sense experience or sense door consciousness. And this is the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. And the external form enters the mind via your perception aggregate or sanya aggregate. Like the external form of the Buddha image, How does this external form enter the mind? Via your seeing consciousness and your mental perception via memory. This second aspect, which is the five aggregate form and mind that arise and pass away with every moment of sense of consciousness, is the more important one that the Buddha talks about under the law of paticca-samuppada or dependent origination or dwelling. So this one is basically your thought, like I explained earlier on. Initially, we are this awareness nature within, spacious awareness without a center. Then for us to come to this existential world to live life, we have the senses. So for our senses to perceive, we need to arise the focused attention on something. Yeah. So you shrink your spacious awareness to a small area, then you perceive what you manage to see, or hear, or smell, or taste, or tactile feel and think. So when you shrink your spacious awareness, then take for example seeing, then in the seeing is only that pure consciousness, no one to see. But the egoic mind from memory, your thought process, they actually arise straight away. Then they input your content of consciousness, which is based on your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, your whatever accumulated conditioning. Sometimes it's from your education, your belief system, your culture, your whatever learning from any form or media. So this is the one that will influence your thought process. So the content of consciousness that go in will have what we call moral and immoral. The moral causation inside there, that's how it triggers karmic. So the egoic mind within the limited consciousness is your thought. And that one is definitely limited. Yeah. Because you are only aware or conscious of what is going on within the thought process, within that small space. You are no longer the spacious awareness that can see the totality and observe the movement. So what happens is when you shrink your spacious awareness and input the content, you created the thought which limits you. And you live according to that. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Because the accumulated memory are all your phobia, your fear, your insecurity, your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and all of the tradition that you hold on to. So this is the reason why thought-based approach to meditation cannot develop the wisdom. Well, you look at thought. Thought not only is limited, thought also through words, through concept, through ideology, they actually divide humanity. Then through this division, there will be argument, conflict, leading to war, misunderstanding, conflict, etc. So that is the aspect that we have to develop as understanding. Then the text mostly explain the paticca-samuppada or dwelling using the first aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind, with the dwelling occurring only once over three lifespan. And this type of paticca-samuppada is of not much use. It explained that dependent on the first link of ignorance or avijja, it conditioned karmic volition or sankara activity. Then the karmic volition conditioned rebirth consciousness, means the last thought moment of vijnanam, So this rebirth consciousness, which is vijnana, they say is the third link. Then dependent on the rebirth consciousness, the form and mind, or human being, comes to be. So that what they call rebirth consciousness condition birth into the next life. Yeah. Then dependent on this human being, the six sand bases or salat yatana comes to be. To them, this is the only possible and logical way to explain it. Whereas the actual paticca samuppada or dwelling using the second aspect can only be explained if one understands how our mind functions and operates as taught by the Buddha. According to the Buddha, the law of dependent origination occurs within every moment of our sense of consciousness. That is dependent on ignorance, not understanding the truth and wanting to know a conditioned mental volition or activity, mental perception and thinking, etc. Then dependent on thinking and mental volition, it creates mental contact that triggers of mental consciousness or thought consciousness instead of rebirth consciousness. Because mind is also an organ. Then dependent on mental or thought consciousness, the content of consciousness will follow to arise the five mental aggregates of form and mind, the second aspect. Then dependent on this form and mind, there must be six sense bases, otherwise it cannot arise. Hence the flow of paticca samuppada as taught by the Buddha. This second aspect is seldom taught, but it is very difficult for most cultivators to have the understanding to share unless they themselves have realized the paticca samuppada happening within their own form and mind. So this part, just make a note. Yeah? You need mindfulness. Then 2.4. Why is it that my mindfulness could only sustain for a while? And I find it very difficult to cultivate the daily mindfulness when I'm working. Then I reply. When you understand what sati or mindfulness is, then you will know how to train your mind to be heedful throughout the day, and daily mindfulness can then be developed and stabilized even while in the midst of life and working environment. When I was cultivating about 26 plus years ago, that was at that time 2012. By now, it should be at 12, huh? 38 years ago. I was also working as a civil engineer, and the place I worked according to my predecessor or to my boss was like a madhouse. I was the head of maintenance and technical department of the property office, a super skilled post with a staff strength of 800 plus. Responsible for the overall upkeep, maintenance and development of one main and two branch university campuses. This job comes with a lot of responsibility and work pressure, yet I was able to develop the cultivation and my daily mindfulness was not a problem. So it all depends on you, and if you are sincere and serious about life, then the cultivation will take off and there will be no problem. You must know how to plan and organize your work well. Then you will be able to do so, like what I did. Within a period of 2 to 3 months, the whole madhouse department was transformed and I was able to settle down to do my cultivation, and soon I became quite free after I had managed to standardize a lot of the contract into annual contracts. Most of the essential routine maintenance work were resolved very easily. Because of this maintenance contract, I don't have to every now and then call tenders to get quote and to get people to attend to it and pay them. That was the reason why, while working, I could still meditate daily. Off and on, can still go for meditation retreat and spiritual trip, etc., with my wife and my two children. At that time, they were only age 4 and 6. I follow a very strict religious, daily religious program, and meditate very often. I will meditate every morning when I woke up, before I start work at office too, then at lunch break, and whenever I have free time, and before I sleep, even during meetings. Then later on, when my daily mindfulness stabilized, I was able to meditate throughout the day, and even into my sleeping moments. Like I hardly sleep, and I was fully aware and awake most of the time. Then the next question is, difference between a forest monk and a city monk. So this was a good question. What is the difference between a forest monk and an ordinary city monk? I replied, it is just different terminology used to describe these two different types of monks. The forest monks are those from the forest tradition, especially those within the outskirts of Thailand, where they still practice the forest tradition as laid down by the Buddha. That is, they cultivate following the Vinaya and the Sutta, so as to be worthy of offering, etc. And also on a daily basis, they will go for Pindapata or alms round following the Buddha's tradition. However, the ordinary city monk, they stay in the city monastery or temple, do not usually go for Pindapata or alms round, and they are usually more scholarly. And since they tend to have more interaction with worldly people, their worldly duties are more. But they also cultivate following the Vinaya and the Sutta. It is a matter of preference or choice. It's up to the individual. Both types of monk can still cultivate the Buddha Dharma, but they are ordained monk following the rules and teaching, means Dharma Vinaya, as taught or as laid down by the Buddha. Okay, part 3, meditation. Okay. Email number 4, on the second turning. How to cultivate this second turning wisdom of Chintamaya Panya via inquiry, contemplation, and reflection on the truth as proclaimed by the Buddha. 3.1. First Noble Truth, Second Turning. The Buddha said, this Noble Truth or Dukkha is to be understood, so our inquiry should be, why did the Buddha say this? Then the answer, it is because the Buddha knew we need to inquire, reflect, and contemplate into the truth he had proclaimed, so that we can truly understand what this first noble truth of dukkha or suffering is. This inquiry can allow us to sincerely reflect, contemplate, and inquire deep into this first noble truth of dukkha to truly understand what dukkha is before we confront it, so that we can be wary of it. This will also enable us not to be caught in dukkha or suffering. We are not knowing that we are already suffering. How can I, then the next inquiry is, how can I develop the understanding of what dukkha is? One can do it via the above reflection, contemplation, and inquiry into the 5 daily contemplation as recommended by the Buddha, with a very calm and composed mind, filled with sadha, virya, and sati, the first 3 of the 5 spiritual faculty, following what we have done during the sutta class. For detail, please refer to the recorded sharing via website or web link as done by Brother Sui An. So this one you can read it up yourself if you can go to the website. Then second noble truth, the Buddha said, this cause of the arising of dukkha, which is craving, is to be abandoned. So there are different emphases. First noble truth, second turning, the emphasis is on to be understood. Then this one, the cause of arising of suffering, under second noble truth, which is craving, is to be abandoned. So the inquiry is the same. Why did the Buddha say this? There is craving, which is the cause of one's suffering, is to be abandoned. If craving is not abandoned, we will continue to suffer. So that is the understanding. Then how can I abandon it? The answer is to reflect deeply into the four right effort and the five daily contemplation, as advised by the Buddha, followed by the Dhamma on impermanence, suffering state, and anatta nature of the five aggregates of form and mind. To use the four right effort and the five ways as taught by the Buddha to abandon the unwholesome thought and the craving that condition our unwholesome activity, speech, and thought. As we all understand, finally, only the freedom frees. only wisdom frees. So to use the fourth way, which is to trace the origination factor, then retrospectively reverse it to develop the wisdom to free. And this is the best way thus far. This fourth way uses heedfulness to cultivate the mindfulness of the six internal and six external sense bases via Dhammanupassana. Means mindfulness of Dhamma cultivation to trace the origination factor, leading to the wisdom, thereby enabling one to understand clearly how your mind has been tricked into attachment or clinging and reactive mode via one's delusion, because there is no yoniso manasakara or initial wisdom or wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Craving born of delusion is the cause of all our attachment and clinging to our five aggregates of form and mind that condition our suffering. So this one also same, to refer to the 18th March 2012, Six Heart Sutta, Part 3. Question 1, short note for detail. Okay, then number 3. Third noble truth, second turning. The cessation of dukkha is to be realized. Inquire, why did the Buddha say this? Why is this cessation of dukkha is to be realized? So that one does not have to suffer anymore. Because according to the Buddha, suffering need not be, and that this cessation of dukkha can be realized in the here and the now, before one dies. The other reason is the second turning emphasis here is on the word realization. Because the Dhamma or enlightenment is not a knowledge, but a wisdom which is to be realized or awakened to without thought. Then how can I realize the cessation of dukkha? Realization can only arise when one has trained one's mind to have the initial heedfulness and wisdom. Means after overcoming covetousness and grief, to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness and the Noble Eightfold Path as taught by the Buddha. Then 3.4. Fourth noble truth, second turning. The Buddha said this fourth noble truth, which is the Noble Eightfold Path that leads to the cessation of dukkha, is to be cultivated. Again, the inquiry, why did the Buddha say this? This second turning emphasis on the word cultivated is still only to be understood as per the first noble truth. The reason being, Noble Eightfold Path must be a part of you for you to be able to live it. Hence, understanding it alone is not enough. That is, you may understand, but you cannot live it. Then how can I cultivate it? The answer is to contemplate, reflect, and inquire deep into all the Noble Eightfold Path factor. to develop the true understanding of what they are as taught by the Buddha. Like for the first perfecter of right view, Samadhiti. What are the three important right view as taught by the Buddha? They are the law of karma, kama niyama, the law of truth or the four noble truth, and the law of dependent origination or paticca-samuppanna, main citta niyama. One also needs to train one's mind to be heedful and ever mindful, with the right sati and mindfulness to see things as they are, following Dhammapada verse 23, which states that the ever mindful, constantly meditative, and the steadfast one will realize the supreme bond-free Nibbana. Yeah. The tree turning is always on the realization or enlightenment path. Okay, we finish. Yeah? Just nice for our awareness-based meditation. We will stop here. Huh? Page 72. Remember the four support. Relax, maintain awareness, stabilize awareness, and trust. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, now we are on second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have. Question regarding the meditation, the Dhamma, or how to develop the application of the teaching to help you understand life and solve your life problem. Yeah. And the last one is share whatever you can on the Dhamma itself, Dhamma in daily life.
想回那个 retreat, 想,
啊,
就是, 嗯,
好啊,
I think 啊, it's like I just reflected on the retreat. I have so much joy because because 很多的法喜, 因为在那几天, 那种感觉是不一样的, 因为它是没有什么的 sankara, you know, 你走路也很快, 你做事也很快,
对, 对,
而且你, 你知道你, 接着要做什么, 你很清楚的知道,
对, 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 like very natural.
Yes, 你的mind 好像, mind state 好像, 很 light 这样, you know what I mean?
对, 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 对,
很轻松啊,
轻松, 有 clarity, then mindfulness is automatic inside there.
那个kaya 跟那个 awareness,
对, awareness, very clear and very stable.
所以, 还有就是, 就是感觉就是很开心, 就对, 早上我起来,
对,
其实我也没有特地去想, 但是他就是很, 觉得, 诶, 这次的retreat, I mean, everyone works together, you know,
yeah,
and so good, and then
and a lot of harmony, but, understanding,
yeah,
and many people develop the progress. Well,
yes,
the consciousness is so different again. No? It's like when we were there, we finished off the Heart Sutta very early. You know? Then after that, the sharing all going very smoothly. You know? And the main thing that really surprised me or developed joy in me was seeing the progress in a lot of retreat attendants who attended, especially the older people. And after they have the understanding, they were able to actually receive a lot of what they call the real karmic test. In fact, all those who have problem before they go in because of karmic obstruction, or say, they turn around and recover so beautifully. Yeah. One of them is, of course, PG. Yeah?
Yes.
For 2 years, karmic obstruction. Then first year was the health was too weak. Second year, on arrival at the temple, he fell. And again, the health was not good. then couldn't benefit much. But this year, he make it a point to actually prepare herself. That's why her health improved. A few months before we had the retreat, he determined to adjust her health and develop it so that she can really have the ability to benefit from the retreat. And it really worked out very well. You can see the big difference. On the first day, I noticed it. Then I congratulated her. I said, "Jing Lian, you will do well," because her condition is so different. No more coming problem, and the health improved. No more like fear the cold, and the climate is not a problem for her anymore. Then terbalik, cium polian, again the leg, the operation 1 day before she, the schedule for us to go to the retreat. But also it's a blessing in disguise for her. At first she already decided maybe not convenient, but nobody helped her do the dressing. Then luckily you advise her to contact Dr. J. And through that, he got to go. Then also while there, you all managed to help out. Then the other one is Yun Chan. Second day, I think. Was it second day? Got stung by the hornet. Then the first noble truth, reality actually hit. Like the Buddha said, this noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. So at first she came and see me and say, Bertio, he said, now the swelling is worse and worse. So at that time, I think she told me, cannot meditate. Then Sui add in, he said, a blessing in disguise so that you can contemplate on dukkha. So although it was like a joke, I say, yeah, unless you are confronted with the first noble truth. Reality in this case is stung by a bee. Yeah? It's like injury and all those things. Then luckily, I think you took her to see the, was it a clinic or a private?
The private clinic in
Brinchang itself. Huh? So that one after the jab, tetanus jab, I think helped her a lot and she recovered. At first she said, very painful. The thing disturbed her, she cannot meditate. But next morning he came and told you, can sleep or is it relative? Then she smiled. Then I said, good. Then after that, I think he realized the top part also started to swell, then need to go to hospital. But after the jab, he recovered. The next 1 or 2 days, she fully recovered, and she was back to her bubbly, normal condition. Then the last one was Dr. J. Janta. That one also really blessed. Because of the karmic thing, that trigger of that thing stuck inside the esophagus there, almost at the stomach there, but cannot go down, and yet cannot come out. So it seems it has been causing him a lot of what they call health problem for almost near to a year. I think end of last year it started. Then our retreat is end of August. So about 9 months like that, he got this burping problem and the food he cannot take. That's why the weight went down. Well, on that second night, I think, third day, at the supper there, he talked to me. He said, Bertio, thank you so much. Then I said, what happened? Then he told me the story. He tried the lying down meditation. Last time he did not try. After, I think, the Singapore Bing Phi asked him, so he also don't know how to answer him. But somehow, because of that, he tried, he lied down. Because in the early day, there is a thought that actually caused them to not do it in the meditation hall, because they have a feeling like it is not proper to do it because they scared they snore and all those things. But then I think because of causes and conditions and coming, well, the day I saw him there, he was not himself. No, normally he come and greet me one, and a lot of joy and talk a lot on, you know, his usual self. They're very helpful. But this time around, the first 2 days and the first night, I saw him like miserable down there. But he has faith, he determined. Then he tried to follow. But then off and on, I saw him disappear, means I know not right already. Then I heard from Suyan earlier on also, and the brother Ching Yap, he said the burping was bad and he lost weight. So I knew it was coming. Then I invoked power of merit based on his own wholesomeness, what he has helped me, my family, and also other kayamitas and people whom he has helped. I say by the power of the whatever wholesomeness and parami that he has done for us all, may arise the causes and conditions for him to recover to good health, and maybe has the condition to continue with the cultivation and develop benefits from this annual retreat. Then what happened was, after he lied down, very funny, I asked him, are you relaxed? He said, yeah, very relaxed, but then he said, all of a sudden, at the stomach there, the abdomen there, the whole of it, front and back, until the lumbar there, the energy built up, very strong, it's like something happening, for no reason. Then it make him feel so bad, like want to throw vomit. So he went to the the WC there, I think. Then the forces pushed the whole thing out. And he vomited. Then after that, he looked. Hey, how come got a plastic inside there? Then as a doctor himself, he said, this defame medical possibility. Yeah, for the food to go down is easy. But if it's stuck in between for so long, cannot come out, create the burping, and the food cannot go in, and he got like digestion problem. That's why he lost weight. And it caused him a lot of, I think, suffering. But he persevered. Then what happened was, he said, after the thing, he felt so good, like his problem, no more. But still very weak. But then I saw him eat, wow, eat very well. Then later on, the next morning, after he had a good rest, he become different again. I saw he started to clean up himself, put on the white thing for someone around. Then become like active already, back to normal already. Then he told me, but till I okay already. Then on the way back to Tapa, we saw him eat. I saw the old Dr. J come back already. That's why everybody was happy for him. And all these things not only clear, the new people, Singaporean that came, they also can understand quite fast. Despite the first time attending, I was even apprehensive to go so fast. But so far from the feedback, I can see they are paying attention and they nod their head. And a lot of things they find very useful. So all the sharing and the teaching not only trigger of understanding, their faith become very different. But the example that we give and the Heart Sutta sharing, a lot of things. Then it brings forth the causes and conditions for a lot of understanding to unfold. And when this Cindy share and Joey share, that was the beginning. Trigger of a lot of faith. Then after that, more and more Kayamita that progress, do the sharing, it actually gives rise to a lot of joy, confidence, faith, and understanding. Then later on, even on the bus, Jipolian also share what happened. So a lot of people create good affinity with the great beings, their nature and all those things. Then even like your own sharing, which was very good. Then later on, poaching add in. Then I think in between, there were many, even song. Then later on, as more and more people share, they developed the understanding. I was happy because Casey, first year, like, doesn't understand much. Then the wife, also very new. But this round, different. Casey learned a lot of things and developed a lot of faith. And he did the lying down meditation and progressed a lot of the mind, calm down, peaceful. Then the Michael Tay from Singapore, so he tried. Then the mind become different. Then later on, I think there was another Kayami, Yun Chan. Yun Chan moved from the rising, falling to the heart. Then he experienced the calm, the peace. That's why confidence come back. And many of them can do it. So this is how earlier on before the retreat, a few months back, I hinted to Song, Jin Hao, even Pomasri, they all, who attended the class. I say this year retreat will be very different. A lot of your work progress is because the Kayamita force, the consciousness is very strong, and my nature felt, and Neo is meant to be. So all these are really, like your case is also very beautiful. Adeline is in already now. Adeline also progressed a lot. Her sharing also helped a lot. That's why all this become like amazing, amazing. Very good. Back to you, Alicia.
Yeah, Bratio, I was full of joy because with that sharing, it gives rise to a lot of faith and a more faith. About the difference between the thought base,
awareness based meditation and thought based,
那个是最重要的，因
为
那就是我们的 main point 嘛，哈。
对。
Come back to 就是所谓的那个这个 retreat 对我而言是非常重要。
Because that will stabilize your what they call awareness within, no. Your nature, they are very strong. No? Otherwise, you cannot go through what you experience. But that one is like last time after 89, after 1989. My mind was like that throughout the day. Like very light, clarity, then mindful throughout, non-stop. That's why based on what you described to me, I sense that your mundane mind, sooner or later, will collapse already. How long it take, I don't know. Things are happening inside there. Otherwise, you won't experience that type of transformation. And your whatever cultivation from the past, affinity with all the great beings, actually came back and helped you a lot.
That's why I told Jipolian, you must go, no matter how, you must go, because Brother Tio already said, 这个很不一样，我讲你去啦，我讲你找 Dr. 讲，但如果不能呢，我们就帮你咯，我讲，如果你不幸好他也是有那个 condition 去。As for myself, I also go through the test, like, I was sick for quite a while.
对。
So I even can't go to Tuesday class because
so.
the sinus hit me very
bad.
Yeah. So as for me, I just make an aspiration that, you know,
对。
我跟佛菩萨说，如果因缘可以的话，你让我去 service 吧。我说这，因为，但是我之后我就没有想太多。然后就是through 一次 Sunday class 的 meditation, 我就进去很 deep 这样， Then 当我
Ah,
出来，
that one help you a lot, huh?
他跑出来
Transform your
我感觉
understanding.
我好像 70% heal 了我，
对，
然后我
他自己会
到
heal.
呀，所以我就知道大概是有因缘去了，所
Yeah, 因
以
缘。
呀，所以这个让我学习很多，本来就这次
So I
让
do.
我到很多，因为很多东西都是要因缘具足才有可以
对，
发，
对。
对，所以我是很感恩这一次的 retreat，也感恩大家，每一个人的 progress 就是怎样讲，就是对我而言，就是他 support 这个 Buddha Sasana
对
嘛，
对对，
会感到的很多的法喜，而且我也make 那个 aspiration 说，希望佛菩萨盖我们大家所有的开
对，
达去 progress along the path so that 我们
好的嘛
这个佛法，所以我是很对我而言是很感恩啊，这一次
感恩，
呀，
在
所
阿
以。
洛卡耶米达 turn out that way。Then 你看有一个 message 啊，就不练写的是吗？Adeline Bradio，
Yeah, Adeline also
啊
turns
，he
out
said
very.
Bradio Adeline turned out so beautiful, so loving.
Oh yeah, good afternoon, Brother Mrs. Steele and all Kalamita. Just now Brother mentioned many cases. I think Adeline is the one so beautiful when she said she was sitting there. Towards the end, she was sitting in the Miller Four. Then the workers doing construction. She walked.
That one she transformed lah. The awareness suddenly came out.
I
And
asked her, hey, got 20 minutes. She said, 1 hour.
1 hour, the
Yeah, the
whole
whole session
mind
of
become
meditation.
transformed. It's just like I say, the mindfulness become continuous. The leg, the movement, everything. And can see very clear. Then the movement. That's why with the awareness, based meditation, the awareness within, you see things differently, and a lot of clarity. It doesn't disturb you, and then her mind can be in that state of what they call spacious awareness without a center. Then it can also develop the specific awareness. Want to know, can know. Don't want to know, never mind. All this is the marvel of awareness-based meditation. Sadhu. So you talk to her after
No,
that.
I just asked her how long. Bro, actually, 我的脚哦，我的 right calf 那边啊，挖一个洞，like half a centimeter deep 啊。So actually, I keep on thinking 啊，一个这样小的洞啊，为什么我走路会这样辛苦？为什么我不可以站 more than 10 minutes or so？然后我就因为在那边我有 make aspiration 说我的脚好一点，我要下去做早课。
Sadhu，怪不
Yeah，so
得
that's
你下去
我。
喝酒啊，给他们 retain 在那边。
所以我就有 so second last morning 我肯定去了，我觉得我应该可以去。然后我去了，然后对我发现不对频啊，真的是很假啦，哎，很吃力啊，对我。所以我就跟自己讲，明天偷懒不要去。But when 我坐在 hall 里面看到那个 Cindy 跟谁的时候，我就坐下去，我忽然间胆起来，哎，不可以，我好像 promise 了2个早上，我 better go to the 做早课，so。Then 我听到 somehow later part I think I come back to KL，我也慢慢 realize 到啊，为什么我的脚那边一点点这样，为什么我走路会这样痛？Then 我 suddenly 我就会联想到，然后就 Adeline 不是讲咩？When she walk 啊，she know her whole leg where move there move here move 啊，她的 muscle 啊。
对。
So that means that actually I walk, I move even my calf, even the flesh so thick that place is also affected. That's why 我会醒。
Definitely. Because when you are mindful, you can know your whole body, you can be aware.
Yeah, actually when we walk, 好像我这种没有 feel 就不觉得, 好像 Adeline, she say when she walk, 哇, her whole leg play here, move there, move.
Everything the awareness pick up on, like I said, ta 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 ta, the whole movement, no sound one. But your awareness is here. That's why it's not like what they teach you at the retreat last time. Intending to stand, intending to stand, intending to walk, but then walking, 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 pushing. That one is not the real. The real one is walk naturally, relax, and that when the awareness and the kaya become one, the whole of the mindfulness of your whole kaya is so clear. It's like Alicia also went through, then this Adeline also went through. It's like your whole of awareness make you feel like very light throughout the day, mindful. Then clarity, like you do things very easily, very fast, no thought, nothing. That's why sati transform the clarity and sensitivity and understanding. And this is what happens when you have sati, when it has stabilized, then it becomes a part of you. Then the way you perceive things, you want to know, you can know, you don't want to know, you don't need to know. Then also just now, Sister Alicia told you, advised you earlier on, that you have to pass the test, have the patience to chew for pusa, for causes and conditions, to recover from whatever coming obstruction or disease or sickness. Because your leg one, this is the second time coming obstruction. Last time is to Anandagiri, also you told me the same. Then I ask you to make aspiration. Then when you are there, you're able to overcome them. And you have done well. So, like Alicia said, she initially also got a lot of coming thing, make her like sinus or whatever, very weak. But then he make aspiration, chew for pusai on. Then it turned around. Then he had a very good meditative experience while at my house. Then she went in very deep, and she understand what that is. That's why when it come out, she become very different. Then the other thing also, Janta, with the faith and determination. You remember he WhatsApp Sister Joey. He said, "Don't worry." He said, "My mother don't want to come there. My even," he said, "we go." He said, "Even crawl also, I will crawl there." Then the mother saw the message because Joey sent to the mother. Then the mother changed her mind. Then he said, "Okay, after medical checkup, I go out with you." So that's how it happened. And all this is like meant to be. So this retreat, it not only trigger off a lot of example of how all these karmic things can be overcome. And when you have the faith, the determination, the sincerity, and the perseverance, the Dhamma will manifest. Then you all will benefit from it because it really helps. And it can actually bring forth the causes and conditions to enable you all who have to go through this process of the karmic thing to see it for yourself, then receive the benefit and progress from it. And this is something that can help a lot of Kayamita to develop further faith. That's why all this sharing and all this witnessing are very important. Very good, Jubilant. How are you, Samoa?
Bro, Tio, actually, the first 1-2 days in Cameron Highland, 我可以 feel 到那个地方很 chill.
对.
But later on, as the day passed by, 我就比较不能, 然后我一些时候, I was thinking, 我是不是有一点像, even I try to be calm, but 我心想会不会是, 什么, 不是 awareness meditation, 有一点像
thought. Yeah, lah, because you try,
thought
try when the
ah.
thought is there, the thought want to be tranquil, peaceful.
Yes.
Actually, the nature already very still there. You only need to silent, relax. 什么都不要想, then the true mind arrives. 你就是可以感觉到那个境界了, the tranquility, the stillness. But that is your true mind.
So, bro, 我就不能静下来, 我的 mind 是很 monkey 的。 So, after that day, 就 being kept by 那个 Bodhisattva 的时候和 my travel
then
的
it
时候，
transform you, isn't it?
我现在发现到，因为我回来之后，我有 meditate a short while only，所以刚才我听你的课哦，我都是闭眼睛的，
哇，very
我
good，
就是
就
闭眼睛。
stay at the heart。
我发现到有一点不一样，Brother Dio, I also don't know how to describe.
Definitely
Even
啦，在那
because Brother，
边，在那
每
边，
一次，every time Brother Dio, you say you already standard, 每一次 after meditation, you say slowly, gradually, meet
come
awareness.
out，
Brother Dio, 我每次心想，阿爸啦，我一开眼睛啊，什么都 very active, immediate one. So 刚才
Without
就 Brother Dio 讲。
mindfulness, all the instruction like no meaning on.
So
Then I
刚才
say,
Brother
you
Dio
often
say,
slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Whatever
so yeah,
inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed, try to maintain it for as long as you can. But you don't have all those things, that's why you listen from a conscious hearing. You cannot get what I mean on. That's why you must go through, and the two great beings, I think, that retain you there, Samantabhadra, Pujempusa, and Maitreya, I think they help you a lot.
Manjushri, Brother Teo, Manjushri.
Yeah, Manjushri lah. Samantabhadra is
Manjushri.
Manjushri.
So, 刚
Oh,
才
Manjushri, sorry, Wensu, sorry.
Manjushri and Mitra.
Wensu,
So, 我刚
yeah.
才meditate 出来，我好像不要，我就是要闭眼睛。我现在讲话，我也是要闭眼睛。
哦，好啊，来 PG 了的，哈哈，
然后
厉
我发
害。
现到。Brother，我现在刚才 meditate 的时候，就是来我不会好像很用力的盯着那个 breathing
Very good 啊，不
我
要用
就
你
是
的 dogging
听
and want to
到
be
来
so want to
Brother
change。
以前是
Yeah
丢几
啦
颗月
，just let things be，它就 go in 了的，
就现在就会比较 relax 一点，然后我可以 feel 到那个 heartbeat，我也是因为我以
哇
前都
，very
是。
good。
丢起的用好冰，丢都湿湿的哦。你就又话
是啊，
越绑冰越绑冰，现在我就好像 like a little bit distant away from them，这样
对
就
啦，你不要
这
去
样。I don't know
抓
啊，
住
不一样，
它，你
不一样。
just let it be，但它自己会去 aware 的。你 sensitive 了啊，你有了实地啊，它的 ability to detect vibration，especially heartbeat 啊，automatic one，自己会在那边的，
我丢！
注意到。
我还离沙地108000，
呀啦，算好了咯，at least 现
也是
在你
打
能
住！
够
我
静
丢！
下
我
来了。
真的很感恩那一天早上，我真的跑下去，呆呆的下去做早课，然后 stay
哇，很
back，
好，呵呵，
真的是
你
哇，
要
很。
跟那个佛菩萨maintain better affinity，then 感恩，thanks them for all the blessing, protection and guidance。你去 express 你的感恩gratitude and pay respect, then
真的是
跟他们
没
谈
有
多一点。
，Brother 没有他，Brother always say one, they are ready to help you. You
Yeah,
ready or not?
ever
You too
ready to
far
help.
away, 他们也拉不到你。
对，no, the 佛菩萨的 nature, they are ever radiating and supporting the cultivator of the way. That one you can 感觉得到了。然后你一进去那个 meditative awareness 啊，他们就会来帮你了的。The moment you can go in, then 他们就会 do their part 了。Then there are some, the affinity then very special one. They know how to actually pass the understanding and message to you one. But you must have the faith and the silent mind. Then 你就会感觉感应得到啊，the word is 感应，just like you say, when you were there in front of Manjushri and Maitreya, you know one, you're supposed to stay, you cannot come out. Then when you finish, you also know one that now you can come out already. 那个是感应得到 what their nature is trying to do for you. Then when you are there, it's just like you receive no message，比如你的跟人家不一样嘛。But 他们的那个 nature 已经帮你啊，actually develop the movement at your heart area, but you don't understand. So after you go through these two that experience，你自己觉得到你不一样了的， 所以那天没有理由这么巧了。So coincidental, I came down from the meditation hall, want to go for breakfast. Then you know what happened? You also came in, no? I saw you. Then I saw you. Wow, so quiet, so still. Then at first I thought 你太冷。Then 你说不是吧？就我是去了那个 Great Wing 那边，that's why very
Yeah, they
cold.
kept me there. 然后第二个人
They
讲，they
kept you
kept me
there.
there.
Means the whole morning session, we have the meditation, exercise, and all that. You were trapped down there. And 没有人哦，according to your sharing. That's why it's so cold. Yeah, that place is very cold. But 你进来的时候看得到你的脸啊，very differently。你 like you say last time, you monkey mind one 哦，哦，你不能够 like so still, so peaceful like that 走进来。So immediately after that, I sense something happened. That's why in the bus, 不要回家了嘛。In the bus, I told you to share. I asked you to share. And that is the most beautiful part that happened to you. So from now onward, your karmic thing, I think, 也差不多应该是除掉了
哦，杀猪了。
啦。
然后就 I also want to share one thing 啊。For
啊。啊。
so many years 啊，even though sometimes 我
嗯
会读书啦，我每次看到阿松讲啊，读很多很多次啊，inside 我的心里面想啊，哎呦，读来做什么？有些啊，不然就我会这样子想。那个 dirty one plane 啊，那个清楚不清楚？Never mind. Of course, 不然就 there's one thing 我到现在还不会的，就是second aspect of the form and mind, five aggregate
the
form mind。
five
我
aggregate
哈，Brother, I don't understand why 哦，我跟了十接近你要读12年哦，我还是不明白的哦。I even Brother，我现在还是不明白的哦 ，and I
OK，
don't know
现在你静下来啊，I explain to you again. OK, the second aspect, you know what is it or not? First aspect very easy. Like, as a human being, we got a physical body, then we got a consciousness trapped inside. So consciousness subdivide into the four aggregate, vedana, sanya, sankara, and vijnanam. OK, so these four is already in your mind. So when you create a thought, these four aggregate plus the mental form that goes into the perception aggregate become the five aggregate. Now that thought lah, that thought is the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. Means from the spacious awareness, you shrink it into a small focus attention to perceive something. Then you input the content, then it trigger a thought. Now that thought got the five aggregate inside there. Means the four basic aggregate of mind. Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnanam. Then the perception, Sanya, is the one that bring the external form into the mind. That become the five aggregate. Understand or not? It's a mental consciousness with the content. Without the content, it's a pure consciousness. Go back and reflect on this and listen to this. Then you will get it. You will understand very fast.
Yeah, Brother，后来在阿松 sharing 的时候哦，虽然我知道他每次 repeat 读很多很多很多
对
次
对
啊，
对，
我常
他的
常会讲
sharing 很
哦，
好啊，这一次
好像那个 four pair of 那个说fame and unfame 啊，blame 啊这些，
对
哦，I
，the
can't always thinking
eight
啊，这些是 theory 吗？又不是essential 的吗？读不读也不要紧。But then from 阿松 recently 的 sharing，我 suddenly strike 我的 mind 说哦。
conditions
其实要读到滚瓜烂熟，maybe for the essential dharma, for the thing one day when they are ready, they pop,
Yeah,
they
you will
sink in.
connect them one. You will
Yeah, so
see the beauty of the
还
Dhamma.
是要读，还是要读，
Yeah, 一
要
定要读。
读到熟到有一天好像 second nature 那个时候哦，
对，a part of you already. That all this
现在。
manifest, it become very clear to you one. 就好像他们 Mandarin 嘛一样啊，暴风吹不动。Yeah, these are the eight what they call duality type of Dhamma, the eight wind that actually, which is very like common and very powerful within life, within existence, within nature's happening. So when these eight condition arise, or what we call the eight wind arise, then you will have the wisdom to come to terms with that reality, like the Buddha explained, eh? Gain and loss. Wherever there is gain, there will be loss, because the other side of the duality will manifest. Then my teacher add in one part, like your best. What you have lost is what you have gained, because according to him, before you have not. You were born into this world without anything. So whatever you think you own is actually come later. Then what you lost after you lost is what you have gained. If you have not developed the gain of it, how can you lose it? Even you go and borrow money or whatever, then that is the thing that you have gained. Well, it's a loan that you've taken. Then you will lose it. Of course, you lost what you have gained. Then, of course, the debt, all those things, is your coming debt and all those things. You have to pay, means you have to pay. So all this understanding will be there. So gain and loss are the first two things. Then praise and blame. Then fame and ill fame.
So, brother, 我就觉得真的是要读，要读。然后我也是有跟那些佛菩萨讲哦，哎呦，不要再让我看 drama 了。
Very good.
就是我也是在想讲，不是不要看，不要让我看 drama。我不要看 drama，等下我又去 addict 读一个，所以我讲要让我很真心的、很认真的去学佛。
Yeah, because when condition is there, things will unfold. That's why you must have the faith. Then you must have the understanding.
Yes, brother. And then those who progress, they deserve even. They definitely put
Yeah.
in very serious effort to get that, the determination and aditan.
Yeah, Aditan.
So, 真的是要做，
Yeah, yeah,
要
yeah.
做。
Also, you develop the kanan, the attitude towards all this that manifests, that can benefit you and the other kayamita. So you all will have a lot of faith and at the same time gratitude and joy to see all this unfolding. Very good.
Yeah, brother, 我真的很帮 Doctor 讲，他很开心，很帮他开心，因为他 suffer 了来一年啊，you know 啊，
九个月。
是不是不能体 say cannot explain 吗？那个 plaster
Yeah,
被横出下面跑上
correct.
来
Yes,
，it's，and then can。
defy medical understanding. 他自己讲，Well, he's a doctor. 你的 esophagus 啊，那条吐下去的 bite to the stomach，可以进很难出的，你知道吗？Especially plastic material. If it's the normal, like 吃错东西的 food 啊，你吐了出来了。But when the plastic is so thin and all those things 啊，很难的，actually 是不能上来的。Then
So,
pass，
brother
哈，
可以 understand 他是几开心
对，
，because split a
you can
second 他
see that
run away from 他的 suffering for 9 months 啊，just imagine。
and you can see 啊。He back to normal 哦，这么明显哦。Then 我们一刀打靶，like last time he's the first to greet me we have arrived here. Thank you so much. And you can see the joy in him 哦。Then the subsequent few days at the retreat, you can see that he put on the white thing neatly folded 哦。The first few days like can't even shave the whatever mustache or what it's like a few days not shaven and all say and like no mood to even take care of himself no because he was suffering very difficult. Then when he come out of it wow the karmic thing gone you see him completely different bubbly then
接夫，他很接夫了。
是咯，then 自己能够。Tidy up 啊！你看他整个人不一样去，那那个烂家哇的喂他吃啊！你们在那个 table 的全部 witness，哇，with the sweat 啊，and the fish and all those food 啊，it back to his old way 啊，which is very good sign。 A lot of people rejoice for him, and the mother also very happy.
他很 feel 白地儿，看得
Yeah,
出来了。
a lot of Philippines. Yeah. 好啦，meant to be. Yeah. 还有什么吗？我要 go back to Alicia 了。
Okay, brother, 没有聊，沙
啊，
都，thank you.
thanks for the sharing 啊。Alicia, 来。
Brother, 我沙都，Sister Bolen,
Yeah.
Sadhu to everyone. Actually, 对我而言，那种有 awareness 的生活跟以前的生活是很不一样。
很不一样，对。
对，因为当你有了那个 awareness 啊，你怎么说呢？你就是 like，不是单单这样子，而且我感觉到我的 mindset 是别人跟我讲什么哈，我没有 negativity，那个是很，
Sadhu，那个最好的。
我是觉得，哎，就你是好像你的怎么样说，你没有 react，你就是停在那边，然后想想的东西全部都是 positive，怎样去把问题解决掉？
Very good。That
那个
is the way，解决
对
问题，
对，那个是我这一次retreat 学到和我觉得很珍贵的，就是很，因为你以前你一 react 的时候，你的 suffering 就来了嘛，
对对对，
对，这个就是在这个 retreat 完了，哎，很多时候我不可以说每一次，但是 most of the time 我的别人说什么，我就会来。pause 在那边，然后就不会去react or whatever. And then 我的 mind，我觉得是 like you know 头脑没有什么 thought。然后我就
对，
摘下来的 dharma 是全部都是 positive 的，不然就
啥都。
这个 positive 就是 like 哦 OK，你要这样 OK，我就想一个 OK，这样子就帮你的这个 soft 掉，就是 like。解决了，总之就是解决，然后让他们也开心，我也自己也开心，这样子。
杀掉，一个。
所以这一次我觉得，佛菩萨真的 guide 我很多，因为后来我也理解到，本来就讲的，只要你的 mind 能够静下来，你就能够理解到很多东西。
Yeah.
因为当我们就好像本来就刚才有提到，当你静下来的时候，就是 unknowingly 好像我一上山，我只 pay respect 给观音菩萨，
对，
也还是什么，他就 like you know like kind of like 你就是 like connect 到他的 nature，
他的 nature，
对，所以然后过后哦，我就理解到，哎，after that 哦，你就要去 meditate 了，因为你是很讲，你是很 ice sweet 和很 still 这样子的，
对，
然后你就。
他会 create the condition for you to go and lie down or rest. Then 他就他的 nature 就帮忙你 actually 入侵那个境界哦。The awareness nature. Then it will work by itself. No? Then the joy, the faith, and the support. That's why 他就是 transform 你不了。Then the person who go to, 你知道了哦，then you gratitude 哦，感恩哦，then you will go and pay your respect, express your gratitude and thank them, for what they have done for you. Then at the same time, you share merit, transfer merit, then may all beings have the causes and conditions to receive all this wholesomeness and develop affinity with Triple Gem. So all this is like become very natural.哎，你会自己 automatic 会去做，会去理解，
是的 ，Bradio， 这个我已经开始做很久了，就是把每一次的功课哦，就回向助众生，
回向很重要
的对，回向这个功德，给助众生，
助众生，
他们解脱三界的苦。
哇，
然后揭发菩提心，我现在每一次的，他就是 library 就讲了，他是 automatic 的，
automatic 的，你自己里面会发出来的。只要 after 你经过了啊，你有那个 gratitude，佛菩萨这么 helpful， 这么 full of understanding wisdom and willing to go all out to like help 我们，带我们走。带我们 develop the understanding，then protect 我们的 form and mind。 很奥妙，very amazingly beautiful。
是的，Bradio 真的，因为
啊，
其实我们每经过一个的考验或者
对，那个 death 考验他会来的，
验来了之后，后来我终于明白为什么我们要经过那个考验，因为你要走菩萨道的话，如
对，
果你不经过这些考验，你不会 develop 那个
走不
understanding。
到了，
对，是你没有那个 understanding，你
Yeah，
就。
是让你 understand that the nature's law is like that one. And
Yes.
to really understand the movement, you need to come many, many lives to witness, see, then to grow your wisdom. 就好像我这一次来after so long, after developing the understanding for so long, and yet 这一次来也是 meant to be one. 它很 different 的东西会现出来了，看到的东西、了解的东西，跟以前又不一样了。That's why I say, like that nature, the more people draw, the stronger it become. Then the more I share, the more I learn. Actually, it's through all the sharing that is nature learn. 因为它也是那个 nature have the ability to observe。Then 他知道how different type of kaya metta with different type of karmic background and affinity, how they come and how they become what they are and how they develop the progress and how they go through all the karmic obstruction, the karmic what they call obstacle. All this will evolve new understanding in our nature because unless you have seen enough of all this, you can never understand. Then also the transformation, the civilization. That's why my nature choose to come this era is because the transition. I like to come during transition phase. The 50s until now, how many decades? 60, 70, 80, 90, 20, 21, almost 7 decades. 70岁了，and this 7 decade very beautiful, very beautiful。你看到它的那个 manifestation and evolution the way nature evolve 真的很 beautiful。Then you have a lot of joy. That's why my nature choose to come during transition period where I can see the old and the new。Then 它又会 avoid the two world war 呢。First World War and Second World War，我是 after Second World War 过了差不多11年后才出世。Whereas if you come immediately after the war, still very messy, a lot of things still not there. But surprisingly, during the 50s when I was born, 54, until I go to school at 60 years old. The education system quite good, the British one. And they able to actually transfer the syllabus, everything over to Malaysia. That's why I had very good education during my time. Even when I was in Form 4, Form 5, lower 6, upper 6, and the uni, I learned a lot. And surprisingly, that base that I learned, especially science and maths, was really beautiful, good enough for me to understand a lot of things. That's why my career as a civil engineer also meant to be. That's what I want. Because I realize with that profession, I can understand a lot of things. That I can develop clear understanding of how this can be used to relate to spiritual understanding and cultivation. So all this is like meant to be, where that nature has the understanding, and when he make all those adhidhana or prepare the causes and condition for his future coming, all this already there. That's why when it arise and manifest, like I used to share, this line I didn't do anything. I just accord and flow. That's it. Then everything unfold and manifest. 很好，沙雕Alicia。
对啊，不是就真的，因为你走着走着哈，它的 就是那个，好像你对众生的那个怎么样说？那个compassion，他慢慢，
Understanding the love, the compassion, the understanding 不一样了的。
对，就是你
你
看到
look at
他，
every 众生啊，不一样了的。
对，他就是来，哦，他讲那句话，你不会说啊，那因为你里面好像有一个。你明白，你理解他这样，你知道不？就这个是很珍贵的东西，like，it's like so precious to me. It's like，哦，我就不会，就是说，看到他，哦，可能他的当下他有什么想到什么还是怎样，然后我就是停在那边，就会有太多的想法。这个对我而言是很重要，因为我以前是很 negative，很多那种 negative 的。
Negative
来
tendency，
give 人家算啊，看你啊，怎路的，这样
对
很
对
多，
对，
现在就是来就慢慢的减少，
呀。
所以很感恩，我也在我们 meditation hall 那边跟就是现在我们娑婆的释迦牟尼佛啊，观世音菩萨啊，那地藏王菩萨，我就跟他们说，弟子发愿要努力学习。
沙豆，
知一切法，然后就能
哇，
够
沙豆，
对，所以 Brother Dio，我很感恩，也很感恩 Brother Dio 一直这样子盖我，哦，感恩佛菩萨，我的 sharing 就到这里，感恩阿弥
OK，可以，
陀佛，
沙豆
好，
很好，Let us all rejoice with all the good sharing 啊，沙豆。Sa do, sa do. Okay, so we shall now share merits and transfer merits. So starting with the devas. Akasatta jo bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditwa chirang rakkhantu lokasasana etavata chamehi Sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumudantu sabbasampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Deo wasatu kalena sasa sampati hetu ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end our today's sharing. Sadhu, thank you.